Primary English Graded Readers Book 11, Copyright 2004. Pearson Education Asia Limited and Shanghai Foreign Language Education Press. Patch plays football. Pages 2 and 3.
Bob, Steve, Frank and Jamie were best friends. They played together after school every day. Bob was fast. He could run faster than everyone else. Steve was the strongest. He could carry the other boys on his back. Frank was the smartest. He could solve problems. He was the best at puzzles. Jamie was funny. He made people laugh. He was not fast, strong, or clever, but everybody liked him. The boys hated girls. The boys played tricks on girls every day. They stuck frogs down the backs of the girls' shirts. They pulled the girls' hair. They put the heads of the girls' dolls on backwards. They said to each other, "Girls are the worst people in the whole world."
Pages 4 and 5.
The boys liked ice cream. Every day the ice cream van came. When the boys saw the ice cream van, they quickly looked for money in their pockets and their bags and chased the van down the street. Their favorite flavor was lemon strawberry banana. They said to each other, "Ice cream is the best food in the whole world." The boys loved football. They played football every day in the park on the banks of the Jade River. The whole park was their football pitch. The gates were the goals. The park was the best place for a football game. They could run around trees and people. They could jump over benches and animals. The boys said to each other, "Football is the best sport in the whole world."
Pages 6 and 7.
There were lots of animals in the park. There were squirrels, birds and cats. There were lots of dogs too. People brought their dogs to the park and let them run around. Most people walked their dogs to the park on leashes. In the park, they untied the leashes so the dogs could run around. All the dogs liked the park. They chased each other. They chased the cats and the squirrels, too. Patch was the biggest dog in the park. His paws were bigger than the boys' hands. His eyes were brown. His ears were floppy. His fur was brown and white. He was a St. Bernard. Patch followed the boys everywhere. He licked ice cream off their fingers. He helped the boys play tricks on the girls. He chased things. He loved to chase the football.
Pages 8 and 9.
The boys liked all the people in the park. Mothers and fathers pushed their babies in prams. Little boys and girls played tag. Old men played chess. The boys' favorite people were the opera singers. The tallest singer was a very skinny man. He was the skinniest man in the town. The shortest singer was a fat lady. She was the loudest singer in the city. The youngest singer was a bald man. He always wore a wig. The boys laughed at him because his wig always blew off. The oldest singer was a postman. He was the saddest person in the park. He was never happy because the dogs always chased him. The boys' favorite singer was a pretty lady. She was the prettiest lady in the town. Everybody loved her voice. When she sang, Everybody stopped to listen.
Pages 10 and 11.
One day, the boys could not play football because some other boys were already playing in the park.
Let's ask them for a match, Frank said.
Great idea, Bob said. I'm faster than all of them.
And I'm stronger than all of them,
Steve said.
Oh, no,
Jamie said.
We'll never win. There are only four of us. There are 10 of them.
Let me think,
Frank said.
Let's ask the girls. They can play on our team too.
No,
the other boys said.
Why not?
Frank said.
Then we can win. Look, Susie likes makeup, but she's faster than Bob. Jenny brushes her hair too often, but she's stronger than Steve. Mary smells like perfume, but she's a lot smarter than me. And then there's Jill. She loves dolls, but she's a great football player.
Okay,
the boys said.
Let's ask the girls.
Pages 12 and 13.
The game started. Steve kicked the ball really hard. Next, Jamie ran with the ball. He did not go very fast. He ran in circles. He ran around a bench, then a tree, and then the rubbish bins. He did not pass the ball.
Pass the ball!
Everyone shouted. So Jamie kicked it. The ball hit a table. Two men were playing chess on the table. Now they were angry. The old men shouted at the kids. Jamie said sorry, and soon the old men were laughing. But the game did not stop.
Pages 14 and 15.
Next, Susie got the ball. She ran and ran, almost all the way to the goal. She ran so fast, no one could catch her. Patch chased her. Just then, the pretty lady began to sing. Her voice was like a beautiful bird. Everyone listened. Everyone smiled. Mothers and fathers with prams stopped. Little children stopped their games of tag. Even Susie stopped. The whole football game stopped. Everyone listened to the pretty lady sing. But not Patch. He did not stop. He chased the ball past everybody. He pushed the ball with his mouth. It got all wet. He pushed the ball with his paws. He passed all the benches and all the trees. The cats and squirrels jumped out of his way.
Hey!
Frank said.
Everybody, look at Patch!
Everybody in the park looked.
Patch scored a goal!
Page 19. St. Bernard's. Many St. Bernard's are working dogs. They work with people. St. Bernard's are very big and strong. They are famous because they help people. St. Bernard's come from Switzerland. In winter, it is very cold in Switzerland. There is a lot of snow. In bad weather, people sometimes get lost in the mountains. Sometimes, snow covers people. A St. Bernard can smell people under the snow. It finds people easily. Then it barks and digs. It digs people out of the snow. It barks for help.
Page 20. The Women's World Cup. There is a Football World Cup for women. It happens every 4 years. It started in 1991. The Chinese women's football team has been to every Football World Cup. The team always does very well. In 1995, they came fourth. In 1999, they came second. The next World Cup is in 2007. It will be in China. Sun Wen is one of China's most famous football players. She played in all four World Cups. In the 1999 World Cup, she won a special prize because she scored more goals than any other player.
Pages 21 and 22. Red and yellow. Who has the hardest job in football? Is it the players? Is it the manager? Do you think it is the referee? The referee's job is very difficult. He must make both teams play fairly. Sometimes the players cheat. Sometimes they hurt each other. The referee can give free kicks, and he can show yellow or red cards. The yellow card is a warning. The red card is very bad, because a player must leave the football pitch. Ken Aston was a famous referee. He invented the yellow and red cards. One day, he was watching a game between England and Argentina. The referee for that game was a German. The players and the referee did not speak the same language. This caused big problems. Ken Aston thought about these problems. One day, he was driving his car. He saw some traffic lights. Red means stop. Yellow means be careful, he thought. Then, Ken Aston had the idea for the referee's cards.